Wake up.
Hello, my name is Maleen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, and sustainability, freedom for all. The views in this program may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. In today's program, we're joined by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. Next week on Vegan Nation, we'll be joined by Judy Carmen in Kansas and Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada, also vegan activists. The discussion will be about grief and then holistic healing. In this episode, Dr. Susan Craig is going to be discussing climate engineering as well as veganic farming. Dr. Susan Craig, a longtime vegan for the animals, lives on an off-grid mini farm in Northern California, where she grows food crops and manages a small private sanctuary for rescued animals. Dr. Craig is a founding member of the North American Veganic Certification Standard. You can find that online at certifiedveganic.org. Her farm, Happy Chihuahua Acres, is the first certified veganic farm in California and is home to 12 dogs, 5 cats, 7 goats, 2 miniature horses, 3 ponies, and 1 sheep. Susan experienced firsthand the effects of anthropogenic climate change in 2017 when her home at the time was destroyed in a massive wildfire. Following this life-altering event, she became increasingly aware of the ongoing presence of jet aircraft spraying long, thick trails of silvery white dispersions in the skies. The scientific term is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI. Above her rural homestead, this observation propelled a deep dive into learning as much as possible about the widespread covert practice of climate engineering and how it jeopardizes all life on Earth. This interview focuses on one aspect of weather modification, the practice of chemically nucleated winter weather. Promising news about Tennessee's groundbreaking legislation to ban climate engineering will also be discussed. Susan will also share updates about the growing interest in veganic certification. Welcome, Dr. Susan Craig. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And thank you, Marlene, for having me back to discuss the very important topic of geoengineering.
Yes, it is very important. It is certainly a vegan topic. And could you just explain that to others who might not make this connection?
The commitment to veganism is a commitment to do no harm to any sentient beings. And we do that by not eating animal products, not wearing animal products, not going to zoos, not riding horses, etc. And geoengineering is a widespread covert practice. It's not acknowledged, but it is happening, and it is literally destroying all life on Earth. So it's making the entire planet toxic and uninhabitable, not just for humans, but for wildlife, pets, and plant life as well. So it jeopardizes all life on Earth.
Yes, so please give us more details. Thank you.
Yes, so climate engineering is a broad practice that's being done to dim the sun, cool the planet, and it's also used in a variety of ways as weather warfare. I want to discuss a specific practice within climate engineering, which is the chemically nucleated snow. It's not really snow, it's frozen material, but it is a practice of chemically causing snow, much like the ice pack that we may have sitting on the shelf for 10 years, and we break it apart, and the chemicals mix, and it suddenly becomes cold. That's the process, the chemical process that creates chemically nucleated snow. And it often falls at temperatures that are 15 to 20 degrees above freezing. So the frozen material itself is much colder than the surrounding temperatures. It contains surfactants, which is the ingredient that makes soap soapy, makes soap stick. And so the chemically nucleated frozen material sticks to trees. It sticks to wildlife. It's not natural in animals who are acclimatized to live where snow falls, and the same with trees, are destroyed by the chemically nucleated snow. Another thing about it is that some of it, depending on how it's made, sometimes when it melts, it will sublimate like dry ice. How when dry ice disappears, it turns into gas. It doesn't melt into water. So oftentimes, chemically nucleated snow produces very little water when it melts, and it contains very high content of chemicals when it's tested. One such chemical being aluminum. In testing done in Northern California on Mount Shasta at 8,000 feet elevation, the snow was tested. This was in 2010, so there's no doubt quite a bit more contamination now. The aluminum level was 61,000 parts per billion when there should be zero aluminum in rainfall and therefore natural snow. So it's very definitely highly toxic. I do not recommend eating the snow, and I don't say that in jest because I remember as a child that I loved to eat snow. The toxins in the chemically nucleated snow are nanoparticles, very, very small particles that are now in the circulatory systems of animals and plants. It's estimated there are 40 to 60 million tons of nanoparticles dispersed annually through geoengineering, through jet dispersions. It's not a conspiracy theory. If you look up with regularity, you will notice jets flying across the sky, heavy, thick dispersions that hang out in the air that don't dissipate quickly as condensation would dissipate quickly. When we think of a mountaineer at the top of Mount Everest who's talking and we see the condensation coming out of their breath as they speak, it disappears immediately. So these thick dispersions that hang around and slowly spread out are not water condensation. I do want to share with all of this very, very serious news about climate engineering that people are starting to wake up. The state of Tennessee, both the House and Senate within Tennessee, have just passed the United States' first ban on climate engineering and is now awaiting the governor's signature. And within the past 3 months, similar bills have been introduced in New Hampshire, South Dakota, Illinois, Kentucky, and Rhode Island. And this past week, a Pennsylvania legislator has announced that he will propose a bill that mirrors the Tennessee bill. So this is very promising news because without a critical mass of awareness, including our lawmakers taking this seriously, this won't change. And the go-to source, the most credible source for geoengineering information is geoengineeringwatch.org. And Dane Wigington, who is the lead investigator there, has reported that he's been contacted by several elected officials in Washington, D.C. in recent weeks, which is more promising news. So people are starting to notice. They are acknowledging that geoengineering is happening. It is being done. It is not a fringe movement. It's happening globally. And so governments, plural, it's not just the United States doing this. It's governments, plural. It's pretty obvious that it's being done, and there's no way that it could be done without government cooperation, even cooperation between adversarial countries. And there are some major players. the military is involved.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. I'm grateful to have a platform to share this information, and I'm grateful that you take this seriously and are spreading awareness.
Yes, thank you for everyone, and in this case, focusing on the vegan community. Again, like you mentioned, veganism is a liberation movement, a freedom movement, a movement that requires consent. And so, meaning that that's why we don't oppress and enslave and violate other animals, because that would be doing things without consent. And so now we see this happening in the human arena, coming back to us in many forms. It has for centuries, but it seems to be coming to a head right now as we experience it in this decade. And so that makes sense to me, because I follow the philosophy of deep veganism, which has a philosophy of as we sow, we reap. What we put out comes back. And so when we see all this happening without citizens' consent, global citizens' consent, it's like, well, that's what 99% of the population still does to the other animals.
Yes. Yes, and this is, climate engineering is being done without our knowledge, without our consent, and it affects all life on Earth. All life, plants, animals, all life on Earth is in the balance. And it can be stopped with awareness. If enough people stand up, it can be stopped.
Thank you, Susan. And like you said, so important for our life. And I would love to hear more now about veganic farming.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So I am one of the founding members of the North American Veganic Certification Standard, which we launched a little over a year ago. Jimmy Vidal is a veganic farmer in Canada, and there's also James McQuag, who's another Canadian veganic farmer, and the three of us got together and launched this. And I'm thrilled to announce that now, after just a little bit more than a year, there are 15 farms who are officially certified veganic. My own farm in Northern California was the first one in California to be certified. There are a number of farms throughout the United States and in Canada. Our original plan was to limit the certification to North America, but we received an outstanding application from a Kenyan vegan, and so we did certify his farm in Kenya. And the other great news is that any profit that we make above and beyond from the certification process, from the certification fees, any profit above and beyond the minimal expenses that we have to run the certification is recycled back into mini grants that are awarded to veganic farmers. And so we announced our first two grant awardees recently, and there's one in California, Earthlings. It's a veganic farm collective in Northern California. And also the Sandu Farm in Kenya received the other grant. So are there any people out there who are interested in veganic growing, whether on a very small scale or a large commercial scale, we will be offering more grants, announcing the availability of grants in sometime in the fall. So, yeah, I'm very, very excited about the increased interest and enthusiasm in this veganic certification, which is very different from organic. As many people know, organic contains many slaughter byproducts, animal fur, blood meal, bone meal, and manures. And so veganic is a strictly vegan method for growing food crops, and it's gaining in interest.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig.
Beautiful, wonderful.
Via Skype in Northern California.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Craig. Much thanks to all for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Still the line.
Still the line by vegan musician Sally Zito.
Stop the trucks. freeze the production, take them down off their hooks, tell the knocker to put down his gun, swing the gates up and let them all run, 'cause today's the day that everyone claims that they have compassion. Still the line goes on, filled with all the forgotten ones. We will stand up until every last one of them is still the line, still the line, take those gloves and masks off, let the plastic wrap drop to the floor, lead them out of there, kill them. Still the line goes on, filled with all the forgotten ones. We must stand up until every last one of them is free.
The wild one has been defeated. His tears of terror all over.
I called the butcher on
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. Thank you for tuning into Vegan Nation. We're joined by Dr. Susan Craig in Northern California. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts. Prior to the break, Dr. Craig shared information about climate engineering, geoengineering. We just heard the song Still the Line by vegan musician Sally Zito. Let's continue our conversation with Dr. Susan Craig and Happy Chihuahua Acres. So I'd also love to hear about your small private sanctuary that is part of Happy Chihuahua Acres. So in addition to being a veganic mini farm, it's also a sanctuary.
It is, yes. So I have actually expanded. I'm full at this point. I now have 12 dogs. 10 of them are Chihuahua mixes. 2 are Doberman Pinschers. 12 dogs. Four indoor cats and 1 feral cat. And the dogs and indoor cats are all vegan. I do feed the feral cat 2 vegan meals a day. I also have 7 goats, 1 sheep, 2 miniature horses, and 3 ponies. They are all from shelters, rescues, and so they are here, and they're going to live out the rest of their lives just as animals. I don't use them for anything other than just letting them be themselves.
Lovely. Thank you. What additional messages can you leave with our listeners?
I'm hoping that the listeners, who I'm sure are already largely vegan, there may be a few non-vegans, but if you're not yet vegan, please go vegan. And I don't ask anyone to believe that geoengineering is happening. What I do ask is that you look up, see for yourself, your own observations, and also I strongly recommend geoengineeringwatch.org as a very credible source, very well-researched information. There's just no doubt in my mind that it is going on, and I just feel a sense of urgency, as I do with the vegan message. I feel a sense of urgency around spreading the message about climate engineering and that it must be stopped.
Thank you. And is there any contact information that you would care to share?
Yes. I'd love to hear from any listeners, and I can be reached at my email address, which is drsusancraig at icloud.com, Dr. Susan Craig at icloud.com. And thank you so much, Marlene. Your platform is so important. I appreciate you keeping Vegan Nation going and the many very important speakers that you have on your show.
Thank you, Dr. Craig. Thank you very much. I appreciate you greatly.
I appreciate you too.
Hey, you, will you please be kind to the bees and waggle dance with me?
It was 80 degrees on Tuesday. Wednesday, they started spraying, heavily spraying, until there was a thick overcast overhead, and the temperature started dropping really fast, and then it snowed the next day. I mean, it was just the most obvious thing. And Dane Wigington, who lives a couple hundred miles from me, spoke. He had the same thing happen where he lives. So he talked about it in his report yesterday. It was so blatant. In fact, I was planting potatoes with someone was helping me plant potatoes, and he was doing a lot of the heavy digging, and he was like, we were both commenting how hot it was on Tuesday, and he actually started not feeling well from the heat. It was bizarre. And then just watching the planes overhead the very next day, I knew it because I had seen it, and I joked with him. I said, hey, you know, it's supposed to snow on Thursday. Ha ha, it's 80 degrees today. And sure enough, the planes showed up on Wednesday. It was so unmistakable. I mean, I'm in a rural area. I am not near a major airport, nor am I in a commercial flight path. So it's.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. This is so important, and
I appreciate
you beyond words. So thank you.
You know, Susan, two things I want to say quick. Is it just shows me, I mean, I know that most people watch television, which is like, oh,
it's awful.
I know.
Yeah.
But really seeing what's going on with the climate engineering, most people I talk to on the streets, they have no idea. They don't even look up, I guess. They have no idea about it at all. Or they come back with that negative conspiracy theory. And it just shows me if the television was saying, hey, look up, everybody, look what's going on, and talking about it, everybody would believe it. It's just they just believe what the television.
Yeah, they do. They believe that what's on television. And the thing is, all of the drama, it's constant political drama that everyone is drawn into.
Yes.
And the thing is, we're already in climate collapse, but if things start to unfold rapidly and there's no food, everything else is moot. All the political theater is pointless at that point. Dane Wigington believes that it's a lot of it's intentional division, which I believe too.
What more will you do?
Much thanks to Dr. Susan Craig for joining us on Vegan Nation. Susan is a longtime vegan for the animals. Lives on an off-grid mini farm in Northern California, where she grows food crops and manages a small private sanctuary for rescued animals. Dr. Craig is a founding member of the North American Veganic Certification Standard. Her farm, Happy Chihuahua Acres, is the first certified veganic farm in California and is home to 12 dogs, 5 cats, all vegan for many years, very healthy, 7 goats, 2 miniature horses, 3 ponies, and 1 sheep. In 2017, she lost her home to a massive wildfire. Following this life-altering event, she became increasingly aware of the ongoing presence of jet aircraft spraying long, thick trails of silvery white dispersions in the skies above her rural homestead. This observation propelled a deep dive into learning as much as possible about the widespread, covert practice of climate engineering and how it jeopardizes all life on Earth. This interview on Vegan Nation focused on one aspect of weather modification, the practice of chemically nucleated winter weather.
Chemically nucleated snow. It contains surfactants, so it sticks to tree limbs, it sticks to animals, wildlife, and pets, and causes trees to break and fall, and causes wildlife who are acclimatized to natural snow to be killed along with it.
That excerpt was part of Susan's interview. As we all see, witness, and experience the violence and the suffering escalating worldwide in many various forms, now's the time to become a vegan and help stop the cycle of suffering. It's Okay to Love Me by Monkees with Drums. Much thanks to vegan musician Carlos Garcia. And also much thanks to Sally Zito. We heard her song earlier in the program, Still the Line. And a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Wishing you a safe and pleasant day.